Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 426.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Welcome back to the podcast, Stu McLaren. How are you going?
Well, I'm honored to be back. You know, a repeat guest. I must have done something right before to be, you know, to be asked back. And it's great to be here.
Yeah, you're a good egg. You're welcome back anytime. You are a bit of an annual guest. Could be four times, could be five times on the podcast now. You do hold the record. You do hold the record. And also, we don't have too many men coming on the podcast other than Carl from time to time. So you're special.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello. Great to be here.
Well, for my friends that are new to listening to this podcast, maybe they haven't listened to your episodes in previous years. Like, I did just do a brief intro, but in a nutshell, who is Stu McLaren and what do you help people do?
Well, years ago, I had a business that was a great business, but I worked one-on-one with clients. The challenge with that, Tracy, as you probably know, is that there's only so many clients you can work with because you only have so much time in a day. And what I realized was that it wasn't a business model that was going to set me up for the life that I wanted to lead. I quickly saw that I was burning the candle at both ends. I had just gotten married. Amy and I were looking to start our family, and I was not going to be present as a husband or a father if I was really wanted to grow that business. Because it just meant working with more people and giving more of my time, and I didn't have any more to give. So that was the point when I started looking for alternative ways to grow a business that wouldn't require more of my time, that gave me leverage back. And ultimately, that led me to wanting to create my own membership. A mentor and friend of mine encouraged me to do that. I had no idea what it was. And I started to try to figure it out. This was way back in 2008. And I tried to figure it out. And I'd love to say that I had huge success right out of the gates. I didn't. I couldn't even get past the technology back then. Like, I was deep in things like HT access files and server settings, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was hard back then.
It was hard back then. We don't realize how good we have it today.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was moaning and groaning to a friend of mine, Tracy. And he said, well, look, you seem to know what you want in a membership solution. Why don't you create your own? And I was like, dude, like I'm sitting here telling you that I'm having trouble with tech. There's no way that I can go and create my own. Well, he said, look, why don't we team up? I've got great developers that work with me. We could do it together. We did. We ended up creating this solution that went on to become the world's number one membership platform for WordPress. And from that, we were serving, in a matter of months, tens of thousands of people who were powering their online memberships and communities through our software. Eventually, by the time I sold my shares in that company 6 years later, we were powering over 70,000 online communities and memberships. And during that time in serving those people, I realized what works and what doesn't when it comes to growing a membership.
And yeah, because you could literally see the data inside of people's memberships. Yeah, retention, monthly recurring revenue, all of the things.
And I could see what this small group of people that were growing their memberships year over year over year were doing that was different from everybody else that had flatlined or were losing members. And so I started paying attention to that small group of people. And what I realized was that they were doing some things that were a little unconventional in the way that they were attracting members, unconventional in the way that they were structuring their content, unconventional in the way that they were keeping their members happy. And so I started studying that group. And then ever since, I have been teaching people, and we've now taught thousands, tens of thousands of people in all kinds of markets, how to launch, grow, and scale profitable memberships from using the things that you know, your expertise, the things that you're passionate about, the things that you enjoy, whether you are an expert or not an expert, whether you want to be the one teaching or whether you don't want to be the one teaching. There's all kinds of ways to do it. But I love this topic. I love helping people do this because I see the transformation that it makes. And that is why I have been doing it for now more than 16 plus years.
Yes. And there's a couple of things that I love that I want to highlight in what you shared, because this is a podcast by an entrepreneur, interviewing an entrepreneur for a listenership full of amazing entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs. But before I get into that, I want to highlight to everybody that Stu is the person who taught me how to start my own online membership, how to take what I know, love, and do, and turn it into a beautiful online offer that helps me leverage time and serve a whole bunch of people and enjoy my life in the process. You know, I'm all about life by design. And so what I loved hearing you share in your story is that you're very much the same. Like, you were growing this style of business. It was very one-to-one. You realized, well, you could look into the future and predict how life was going to be. And that didn't feel good for you. So you were like, I got to find another way. And I think that's the first key for any of us that are in that place of wanting to create a life by design, not a life by accident, not a life by default. That person who's really thinking about the future and what they want for themselves and their family, we need to stop. We need to look at what we're doing in the now and then do that check-in and be honest and go, that's not what I want for the future. I want something else. And then dare to take a step, dare to move and create that shift. So that's the first thing I wanted to just reflect back to you. I think that's so cool and incredibly powerful, and I didn't want to miss it. And then the second thing is your ability to pivot and follow the breadcrumbs. Like, as an entrepreneur just then, I was like, oh, how cool is that? So here he is doing this thing, and then he hits like a little snag or a bump in the road. It's like, I'm not liking that. So I'm going to figure out how to do this. Oh, but this is challenging. And then along comes this guide, this friend who's like, well, why don't we team up? Why don't we use your frustrations to build a solution for people like yourself? So off you go down that path. And then you start observing like, okay, I'm seeing what works, what doesn't, I'm going to leverage that. Bam, Stu turns again and goes and, you know, creates something else. And now you're in this, and have been for so long, in this era of being an online teacher and mentor and coach to people like myself and to everyone listening, sharing with us so that we can create our own online memberships. So I just wanted to highlight that successful entrepreneurs are also very open to the magic and the breadcrumbs that they are being given. And one thing is always leading to the next thing. I love that. And it's okay to change. It's okay to do something new. And we should be doing that. We've got to pay attention.
And sometimes we're not going to actually know where it's going to lead us. Like, if you were to ask me, you know, when I started my business all those years ago, that one day, someday, I would be teaching tens of thousands of people how to launch, grow, and scale memberships, I would have laughed. I would have said, memberships? What the heck are you talking about? Like, I back when I started my business, I had no idea what a membership even was, let alone like teaching people how to grow it. And I think too often there's like this uncertainty as entrepreneurs. And that uncertainty is something that we got to get comfortable with to a certain extent. Because we're not going to always have the answers, but we don't need to have all the answers. We just need to know what the next right step is. And then we just got to take it. Because when we take that next right step, the clarity will come as to what that next right step is. And as you said, there are clues that present themselves. There are clues that show up. We just got to have the courage to pursue them. I think my courage, I think, came from my fear of getting stuck in the opposite.
Me too. I relate to that.
Yes. I knew with 100% certainty what I didn't want. I didn't know with 100% certainty what I did want, but I knew with 100% certainty what I didn't want. I didn't want to be stuck in a cubicle. I didn't want to be, you know, in a corporate job with people telling me how many weeks of vacation I did or didn't have. I didn't want to be having to ask for a day off to go and spend with my kids. I didn't want to have to wear a suit and tie to work every day. And so I knew what I didn't want. And that was enough to give me the courage to sit in that place of uncertainty, just enough to figure out what the next right step was, and then the next right step, and the next right step. And so sometimes, even if you don't know exactly what you want, you can still leverage the things that you know with certainty that you don't want and get as far away from them and use that to guide your decision making.
Yes, totally. So, you know, when you're thinking about the future, if you know what you want your future to end up like, you know, the lifestyle you want to have and how many holidays you want to have, and even if it feels like a dream, it doesn't have to be a dream. You can make it your reality if you just go, hang on a second. It is literally only a dream if I continue to do what I'm doing now. But if I make a change, if I get curious, and that's all that is required, that curiosity and that courage, like I think that is the beginning of literally changing your life. So we are here today talking about how to start your own online membership. And I just give you the invitation to get curious, even if you can't imagine, even if you don't currently have a business, even if you have a business, but you're like, nah, membership thing, it's not my jam or whatever. Just give yourself permission to be curious for the next little while. And for those of you that are already like, no, I've started the year with this on my vision board. And I say that because people have literally told me this. Like, I know some of you, you already have this in your awareness. You're already like, yep, sign me up. Stu is teaching a free membership workshop, and you're all invited to do this workshop with me as your ride or die sister and coach, doing it with you in real time, like I do every year and have done for the past 6 or 7 years. I better go back and count. But to get in on that free training to learn how to start your own online membership, go to tracyharris.co/membership workshop. You can register now and then keep listening to us, because you're going to be giving us some head start tips on this episode.
Mm. Absolutely. But yeah, I'm really excited for this year's workshop, because in the workshop, we break down like how to start from maybe a fuzzy, I'm not totally sure what this might look like idea, I'm curious, all the way to getting clear and even taking action. Like one of my most proud accomplishments is like during the free workshop, guiding people through the process of actually launching their membership during the free workshop. There is nothing that lights me up more than watching people begin to generate recurring revenue when they were starting just a free workshop with no clarity around exactly what they were going to do. But in the workshop, getting the clarity, taking action, making it happen. That's what's going to happen during the workshop. So come join us, tracyharris.co/membership workshop.
That's it. But let's start at the top. For the friends that are like, what membership? Da, da, da. What is an online membership? When you tell people, and when I'm always going on about, let's start a membership, like, what does that essentially mean? Like, it's an offer, it's online. What else do people have to know?
Well, I think the easiest way to think about it is to connect it to things that we're already familiar with. So let's just think about like Netflix. You know, pretty much everybody's probably familiar with Netflix or Spotify or Disney Plus. What happens there? Well, we pay a monthly fee to have access to something, whether it's like access to videos, movies, whatever, or access to music, but we're paying a monthly fee to have access to something. Well, similar in our types of memberships, that's what people are also doing. They're paying a monthly fee to have access to something. And that something can be training, it can be videos, it can be documents, it could be audio, it could be templates, it could be resources, it could be any thing that we are providing inside a members area. But the goal of a membership is to help move people from where they are to where they want to be. And there are different types of memberships, Tracy. So sometimes people will join a membership because it's going to teach them something. It's going to help them master a skill, right? So they don't know how to play the guitar and they want to become great at playing the guitar. A membership can guide them through that process. So it could help them learn a new skill. It could also help them solve like a really ongoing pressing problem. Like, I've got a terrible relationship with my spouse and I want a great relationship with my spouse. So it's not necessarily learning a skill, but it's learning how to overcome a challenging problem. And that doesn't happen instantaneously. Or like another example of that was I'm in the worst shape of my life and I want to get in the best shape of my life. That doesn't happen instantaneously. That happens over time. So people join to learn a skill. People join to solve an ongoing problem. People also join memberships because they love the convenience that a membership can provide. So as an example, like imagine being a teacher. You're a former teacher, Tracy. How much time did you used to spend in the evenings and on the weekends lesson planning?
Oh, it was messed up. It took my life. My own mum used to say to me, she used to feel so bad. I'd come home. This is before I was married. I still lived at home. And I would spend literally my entire Saturday at her kitchen table just marking books and planning. And she just used to look at me and feel so bad for me. But yeah, totally. It overtook my life. I don't even know the hours.
And I know this too, because my wife, Amy, you know Amy, but she was a grade one teacher for 10 years. So I witnessed it firsthand. And teachers, if you're listening and you're a teacher, I just want to give you a big virtual hug because you pour in so much additional time that nobody ever sees. And I just want to take a moment and acknowledge you. But here's an example of why a membership is so powerful, because we have many examples of people in our community who have launched memberships to support teachers. But one of the very first was Patty Palmer. And what she did was she had a blog that provided lesson plans for art teachers. So Patty was an art teacher and she was just sharing like what she was doing in her classroom on her blog. But she started to notice that the teachers kept asking, well, what are you going to do in your next lesson plan? What are you going to do in your next lesson plan? And this light bulb moment happened where she thought, well, wait a minute, what if I just create some lesson plans for teachers and I just provide them inside of a membership? So she's not necessarily teaching a skill. She's not solving an ongoing problem, but what she's doing is she's creating a tremendous amount of convenience because now any teacher that belongs to her membership, they don't have to spend their evenings and weekends lesson planning because Patty's literally giving them the lesson plans. All they have to do now is just focus on teaching that lesson plan and pouring into their students. That's the thing that teachers want to do anyway. They don't want to spend their time lesson planning. So Patty creates tremendous amount of convenience. And there are thousands and thousands of teachers around the world who have joined her membership to be able to have the convenience of not worrying about lesson planning every night and every weekend. So when we think about memberships, people are paying for a transformation of some kind. Number one, they're either looking to learn a new skill. Number two, they're looking to solve an ongoing problem. Or number three, they're looking for convenience of some kind. And if we can provide that, then people will join and they will stay.
Yeah. And we have incredible success stories right out of this beautiful Mums with Hustle community. Women that over the years have come along to your free workshop. And, you know, women like Varsha, who teaches people how to make delicious curries. How incredible is that? So, I mean, that just started out for her as meeting parents at her local playground after school drop off, and people would buy curries from her and people were loving them and they were so delicious. And so, like, you know, then she sold them at markets, but now she has an online membership where she teaches people how to make beautiful curries and like really master Indian cooking. And then there's Rosie. Rosie used to, or still does a little bit, bake amazing cakes and cookies. And then people naturally started saying, can you teach me how to bake? And can you teach me how to decorate? So that's what she does in her membership. And now she's got a whole bunch of those people, Stu, that have gotten so good at baking cakes that they're starting their own at-home baking business. So she's got another offer that really helps people turn their skills of baking and decorating into a business because she's developed herself as an entrepreneur. And so she's passing on those skills and it's so beautiful. And then there's Ames, who is an incredible seamstress, in particular with Japanese sewing patterns and Japanese indie fabrics. And so she has an online sewing community. And like there are countless stories of people in this community that have started an online membership in all kinds of niches. And sometimes they're just giving people a hobby and it's that fun. And sometimes they're teaching a business owner a skill or something like that. But Yeah, just stay curious, stay open-minded. Go to tracyharris.co/membershipworkshop. And I know a membership idea will land for you. Like, I just know it is impossible to attend this thing over the series of days with everything that you pour into its due for someone not to have a membership idea land. And then it'll just be, are you the person that goes and does it or not? But the idea will land.
100%. And there's clues. Like you mentioned in those stories, in a number of them, people were asking them questions about cooking curries, or people were asking them questions about sewing or baking. Like there's clues coming from the fact that people were already asking them questions. And so if anybody listening is on the receiving end of questions like, hey, how did you do, or how are you doing, or how did you be able to do this, or where did you find that, or where do you locate this, or how did you learn that? Like, if you are receiving any type of questions like that, that's an immediate green flag. Like, that is immediate, like, proceed to go. And because that is a major clue that people are already looking to you for answers. And that is a very good and healthy sign that you're onto something for a membership.
Yeah. So come and join us in the free workshop and you'll literally learn, well, not just how to come up with your membership idea, but how to actually launch it, which is super cool. And people will be launching memberships during that week. So that's incredible. Okay. Let's talk about how much your life will change when you do have an online membership. And let's just talk about the money side for a second, because it is absolutely incredible to have a freedom-filled business. I believe membership offers are brilliant for those of you looking to create a freedom-filled business. And there is amazing money to be made, but also for those of you that are employed, even if you have a 9-to-5, Stu, you and I were talking about this like a little earlier, just privately between us, the amount of people that have now savvied up and gotten on to the fact that, oh my gosh, I don't only have to make money for my household through my 9-to-5. There are so many other ways that I can bring supplementary income or diversify streams of income for my family, for myself, for my household. And a membership is one of them. So, you know, let's talk about it. Like, how important is it that we start creating more financial freedom in our lives, like with a membership?
Well, here's why I love memberships. And I know you'll be able to relate to this, but a membership is like compound interest, meaning like each little bit of effort that we put forward over time gets bigger and bigger and bigger in terms of the benefits. So let me just kind of paint a picture for people. You know, there, yes, are people in our community who have thousands of members in their membership. And yes, there are even people who have tens of thousands of members in their membership. In fact, we have somebody in our mastermind who runs a $52 million a year membership. Like, it can get big. But let's just talk about like where it all starts. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about adding supplementary income, it does not take tens of thousands of members or even thousands of members or even hundreds of members to have a significant difference. If you're listening and you're thinking, you know what? Like, I just love to be able to make an extra $5,000 this year. Or, you know what? $10,000 could be significantly meaningful to me and my family this year. So let's just pause for a moment and let's just talk about what it would take to generate, let's say, more than $5,000 in extra income. I want you to take out your calculator. So you probably got your phone nearby. Take your phone out, go to the calculator, type in 5,000 right now. Then what I want you to do is I want you to divide that by, let's just say the price point of your membership is 30. So take 5,000, divide it by 30. And what you're going to see is it comes out to about 167. We're going to round up 167. So you may be thinking, okay, so to generate $5,000, I got to have 167 members. No, you don't actually, because with a membership, it is happening every single month. So we're going to take that 167 and we're going to divide it by 12. And what you're going to realize is to generate an additional $5,000 this year, All you would need are 14 members at $30 a month. Not tens of thousands, not thousands, not even hundreds. 14 members at $30 a month. Every month over the course of the year will translate into $5,000. And so this is what's so magical, because it's well within reach for virtually every single person, even starting from scratch, to be able to get started, to be able to welcome new members into their membership, and not having to welcome hundreds or thousands, but 14 members at $30 a month. That's an extra $5,000 raise that you've just given yourself. Oh, and here's the best part. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to, you know, be away from the kids. You don't have to sacrifice the lifestyle. In fact, it actually helps support the lifestyle. Because, and best of all, you're helping people with things that you're already passionate about, things that you're likely already sharing with the other moms on the playground and sharing the recipes and doing that stuff anyway. You're doing that for free anyway. But now you're telling me that you could get paid for it? Yes. And that's the magic of memberships. And everybody's number is going to be different. I used 5,000 as an example, right? Somebody might have, you know, 10,000 as their thing. Or somebody might think, well, wait a minute, Stu, I was thinking about a membership and the price point would be more than 30. Great. Just do the math. Take whatever your number is, divide it by what you think the price of the membership would be, then divide it by 12, and that's going to be your number. And you're going to see that is well within reach. And here's what I want you to really think about. Now think about how that compounds every single month. So any additional effort is going to grow that number of members. It's going to grow that snowball. And that's why we see people in our communities, and you've seen it in your communities, Tracy, where people are launching a membership and then they wake up and they're like, oh my gosh, like I've got this business. Like that first month that the rebills come in is electrifying, where you didn't do some promotion. You didn't do some, you know, launch or sale or anything. And yet what happens because of the nature of recurring billing? Boom, those payments are coming in to the count. And that's what I love about memberships, is that it's well within reach for everybody. You don't need tens of thousands, thousands, or even hundreds. We're talking handfuls of members to be able to make a significant difference in one's life this year.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that there are so many people that are stressing at the moment in this economic climate about, like, am I ever going to be able to put that deposit down to get a house and things like that? Or people looking to get married, or people just desiring having an annual overseas holiday, like things like that. I think it really does help to, yes, it is amazing that there are people out there with like multiple million-dollar memberships and tens of thousands of members. Like, I love hearing stories like that because it's just, everything is available to us. However, I really also love pulling it right back and thinking about, okay, well, what is your goal for your household? Is it that annual holiday? Is it the house, the deposit on a new home? Whatever it is. And then asking yourself, how can I do that? And what you shared with that calculator exercise just made it so real. So thank you for doing that. And I encourage everyone just to think of something that you want and then reverse engineer it. Start with the end in mind. That's what I do with every single goal, even like they always feel impossible. Start with the end in mind and then just backward plan it like that. And it's incredible. But I also want to highlight that if you are creating a membership from a place of joy or a place of interest for you, I talk a lot about the zone of genius. If you're creating it from like your own genius, then it feels aligned to you. It feels fun. It doesn't feel hard and heavy. And that is when you have that pinch me moment of like, oh my gosh, how is this real? How did I create this business or this asset in my business that feels so easy and fun for me? And that's because you get to design it however you like. You get to have it in alignment with your zone of genius or your interests, and you get to make the deliverables or the thing that people are getting every single month. You get to choose what that is. You can make that be as hard and as heavy as you like, but you can also make it as simple as you like. It doesn't have to be a big, overwhelming, burdensome thing. So again, you're going to see so many examples that you will share, Stu, in the free workshop. So make sure that you grab your spot because you only run this free workshop once a year. I don't think we've mentioned that part.
Yeah,
You lose.
It's a lot of work. I just got to be straight up. It is a lot of work to host the workshop, but it's like the event of the year that I most look forward to. It's almost like, you know, mentally, like I'm training for this event just to pour into people during this short period of time. But you mentioned something about like thinking about a goal and working backwards. And that's what I'd encourage everybody to do, you know, as you're listening to this, is think about how many members would you need to reach that goal and use that as a source of motivation. And everybody's goal is going to be different. Like you said, some people may want to pay for their wedding this year. Some people may want to put a down payment on a house. Some people may want to buy a car. Some people may just want to take their family on vacation, just like you said. Whatever everybody's number is going to be different. But do that calculation that we just walked through and figure out how many members would that take. And what I know to be true is it's likely going to be far less than you think. Absolutely. Because of the compounding nature of memberships. And so to me, this is why I get fired up about memberships. This is why I love memberships, why I love helping people launch memberships, because it is transformative for people in their lives, whether it's as an additional side income, whether it's as a full-time business. Memberships create tremendous stability in our lives, and that's why I love them.
So then what would you say is the next best step for anyone listening to this that is a little bit curious now? Maybe they still have no idea what their membership could be, but they're curious. What's the next best step?
Well, the obvious next step is come join us at the workshop. Go to tracyharris.co/membership workshop. And the reason I say that is because I'm legit going to walk you through that process. Like I'm going to show you how to look at a market and identify whether it is a good market or not. And I'll just tell you some of the things. Like we're looking for, like, you know, are people consuming content around that market? So we can look in YouTube, we can look on, you know, Facebook, we can look on Amazon, we can look on different blogs and podcasts, and we can see whether that subject matter is being consumed. And if it is, that's a very good, healthy sign. Many times people worry, well, wait a minute, like there's so many podcasts on this topic, or there's so many YouTube videos on this topic. You know, why would people join? Don't get your knickers in a twist worrying about that. Listen, all we're focused on right now is, are people consuming content? If so, that's a very good sign. Are people buying anything on that subject or ancillary? What's the word? Ancillary? That's it. Ancillary products around that topic. But bottom line is, like, are people buying? Because again, the buying behavior is also a very good sign. Another good sign is, are people engaging in conversation around that topic? So this is one super easy. You just go to Facebook and you just look for Facebook groups on the topic. If you find Facebook groups on the topic that you think you want to serve people around, and you see people engaging in conversation, that is a big green light that you're in the sweet spot for a membership. So there are all kinds of signs, and we'll walk you through that process. But what I want people to do is, I want people to, you know, number one, start to get clear on, like, well, who might I serve? What? You know, and just start exploring, like, what kinds of questions are people asking around that? That's what I'd be doing research for, is just looking for the types of questions that people are asking, the discussions that are happening. And then from there, I'd follow the curiosity. Come join us at the workshop. I'm going to walk you through the process of going deeper in that and getting clarity around how you might serve people in that market. How do you serve them so that it's simple for you, as you were talking about, Tracy, and also high value for them. Because P.S., here's the a big insight when it comes to content. The mistake I see a lot of people make is they think that they've got to provide a whole lot of content inside of a membership in order for it to be valuable. That's just not true. It's not true. In fact, the opposite is true. When you load people up with so much content, what happens is it creates overwhelm. And that overwhelm leads to people canceling the membership. So we have to find the balance of just enough to continue to support people and help move them forward so that it doesn't overwhelm. And the good news is that actually means we need to create less. And I know that sounds counterintuitive. Wait a minute, Stuart, you're telling me to do less and I'm going to create more value? Yeah, that is exactly what I'm telling you, because it's not about the volume of content. It's about getting clear on helping people take the right steps for the transformation thereafter. So these are the kinds of things that we'll walk through. But first steps for people is just start getting curious. Start looking for, are people consuming content around this subject matter? Are people buying products and services, books and things in this subject matter? Are people engaging in conversation in this subject matter? And another big clue, we already touched on it, is if people are already asking you questions. Like if they're already asking you, hey, how do you do this? Like perfect example is my wife, Amy. She's really good at creating magical experiences. And she's done this ever since I've known her. Like our kids' birthday parties are memorable. She pours a ton of energy and effort into creating these amazing experiences. And people would ask her, hey, how do you plan for this kind of thing? Like what? She creates these incredible friend gatherings and memories that we have where our friends get together. And it's not just like a normal get together. She creates this whole experience around it. Or like, you know, our Airbnb that we have, she's a top rated Airbnb host with our Airbnb because she creates these magical experiences. Well, people ask her all the time, Tracy, like, hey, with your Airbnb, like where did you source like your linens and where did you get like your soaps and your towels and where did you get, they ask her questions all the time. And Amy just freely gives, you know, tells people and shares it. But I said to her one day, I'm like, babes, there's clues here. Like this could totally be a membership. And she's like, really? You think? I'm like, yes. And that's the challenge sometimes, because sometimes we're so close to it that we don't realize the value of our own knowledge and information. So anyway, these are all clues. That's where I would start putting energy, is looking for clues as to, you know, could this be a right fit? And if they signal yes to any of those, their people are consuming content, they're buying, they're engaging in conversation, they're asking questions. Those are all great clues.
Yeah, it's not the time for a terrible money mindset to kick in here and be like, oh, but that's not valuable enough for me to create in a membership. Or, oh, but I could just tell someone that so easily. It's like, no. Like start to really value your expertise or your experience. I love that example, you know, people getting curious and asking Amy all these questions. It's the same for two of my mentees. Shout out to Ellen and Jess. They're a mother-daughter duo. They've built this incredible handmade business together. Like every goal they've ever set for themselves, they've smashed it. Every revenue goal, then, you know, they mastered markets and they've mastered like e-commerce online. Then they've opened a brick and mortar business. Like it just keeps growing and growing and they have so much knowledge. And naturally, Stu, like, you know, people are now like, how are you ladies growing this handmade business? Or how did you use that laser cutter? And how did you do this? And so guess what they're looking to do this year? Like it's a no-brainer. Isn't it so cool? But yeah, just be aware that self-sabotaging part of our brains is just every time we think something exciting, or we dream a dream, that voice is there to try to stop us in our tracks, to kill that curiosity, to put some fear there, to say, that's not a really great idea, or there's already people doing that, or that's not really valuable enough. Who's going to want to pay for that? Just promise me this, because I've got you. You know I've got you, and I wouldn't be telling you this if it wasn't true. Like, park all of that to the side. It's okay that maybe that voice is creeping up for you, but you don't need to listen to it. Just give yourself permission to come to the workshop and just see what happens, because it's not a time to listen to that voice of fear or scarcity or money mindset stuff. Just listen to the voice of possibility. Do what Stu said. Start with the end in mind. Have that goal. What's that goal? What could life look like with a membership business? What if it was easy? That's something I say to my mentees all the time. What if it was easy? Like, let's just think more down that path and register for the workshop. Go to tracyharris.co/membership workshop. And I'm going to do this with you, Stu. Again, this year, I'm going to create, anyone who signs up under that link, I'm going to create for us a very special corner on Facebook. We're going to have our own Facebook group for all of our discussions and brainstorms and all the things that we implement based on your teachings throughout the workshop. So we're going to have like our own coaching group, basically. And I'm also going to add in this year a private group chat, because we are going to have more momentum when we do this together. And I know that. And I see it every year. People have far more success when they join through that link and we're doing it together and we get to implement together in real time. Also, you are in Canada. I am in Australia. And it's a different time zone. So it can be hard to wake up sometimes to join you in your time zone. But that's why I'm like, let's do this together, because you're not waking up alone. I'm waking up with you. Tracy Harris is getting up with you. Even though she's done this 7 years in a row, she's getting up and doing it again, because every year I learn something new. So that is another reason to register at that link. But yeah, please shout us out in the workshop like you do every year when you see us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to hear from everybody in the chat. You know, when we do start the workshop, we always use the Mums with Hustle hashtag. That's how I know. But you know what's interesting, Tracy? I was just thinking, many times people do get hung up thinking that, you know, there's a lot of information out there. Why would anybody ever pay for this? I just want to give some examples. Can I give some examples of some like totally obscure niches that, you know, would expand people's minds to, oh my gosh, like really? Okay.
Yes.
So oftentimes we think, I don't know if that idea would be good enough. And we doubt the idea. But the reality of it is that the blessing that the internet provides is that it connects us worldwide. So the old days, if you had an obscure interest, you were likely the only one in your town or city that had that interest. And it was really lonely because you couldn't discuss it with anybody because nobody else cared. And then the only other person that cared was maybe like, you know, 3 hours away, and you just would never find them. The internet, though, it connects us. So when you got those obscure interests, it gives us the ability to connect people who have same interests. And a perfect example of this is Holly George. So Holly George has a membership teaching people how to make balloon animals. And that sounds crazy, right? Like people are joining a membership to learn how to make. Yes, they are, because that's a passion. That's an interest. Now, the thing that I love about Holly George is her husband is in the military. So he's away a lot. So she's a stay-at-home mom with her children. And she couldn't go and get like a part-time job or even a full-time job because she's at home with her young kids. Mm-hmm. So she has this passion and interest for balloon animals. And she starts this membership, and it blossomed and grew to the point where she's got thousands of members in a membership where she's teaching people how to make balloon animals. It is a major source of income for her and her family. And yet the beauty about it is it still enables her to be at home with her kids and have that flexibility. And so, but we're talking about balloon animals. Or there's Bonnie Snowden. Now, Bonnie Snowden started her membership 2 years ago. I want to keep that in perspective. 2 years ago. But I want you to hear how specific her market is. She helps people draw realistic animals using colored pencils. So very specific. She's not teaching people how to draw anything. She's not teaching people how to paint anything.
Specific subject matter. Yeah, subject matter
very
specialist.
Specific.
And then the medium, like the tool, is also
exactly
specific.
Like we're talking specific, right?
Yeah.
Like very specific, realistic animals with colored pencils. And she's grown this membership. And what's amazing is last year, so she's been doing this for 2 years, she crossed the $1 million milestone with this membership that is focused on this very specific niche. Or there's this other woman in our community. She is the sweetest woman. She's in her 70s. And for a huge chunk of her life, she had an alpaca farm. She had all these alpacas. And she had this farm where she'd raise these alpacas and then she'd sell their wool. And she retired a few years ago. Well, fast forward, and a lot of alpaca farmers were struggling. After coming through COVID, they were struggling. And she knew how to help them. And so She's in her 70s. She's retired. She had never even crossed her mind that she would start a business again. But she saw this group of people that she loved, alpaca farmers. And she's like, I know how to help them. I grew and raised incredible alpaca farms. I can help them. So she did. And so she has this membership helping mid-size alpaca farmers grow their alpaca farm and sell alpaca wool. It is amazing. And I share that with you because, again, who would have thought you could build a viable business helping alpaca farmers, or that there was even enough alpaca farmers around the world that you could help? There is. And she's doing it. And she's doing it in her 70s, I might add, which I love the bits because she continues to learn and continues to grow that membership. And so whether it's balloon animals or drawing realistic animals with colored pencils or helping alpaca farmers, the bottom line is there is a place for every one of us. And we can do it with a membership. We're going to show you how. And these are just a few of the thousands of stories that we're going to share throughout the workshop.
Yeah, so go and grab your place. And I love examples. Like, I just know how meaningful they are because it was through hearing so many people's examples on different business podcasts like 12 years ago or whatever that made me go, oh, I can do that. And sometimes that's all you need is like a little example. But shout out to Vanya Insole from, you know, VJ Cook. She has over 1,000 members in her membership, which she was so reluctant to start, but I was annoying. And I went to her in the DMs 3 years ago and I was like, my friend Stu is teaching this workshop. It's his free workshop. He does it every year. You just have to sign up. Just trust me. Just sign up. There is about 1 million membership ideas for you, but the right one will land. Just go and sign up. And she was like, I don't really want to have a membership. And I was like, just go do it. And, you know, she attended and her first thought was, oh, well, I'm a food blogger. I share my recipes online, but I've literally shared every recipe of mine online. Like, people can just go to my blog and they'll get it for free. Why the heck would they want to pay a monthly fee to be in my membership? But nevertheless, she did it anyway. I was like, just do it anyway. Just sign up to Stu's program. Just do it. Just do it anyway. It's going to be convenient. We can create like a monthly experience, cooking challenges, all of the things. It's going to be so cool. And she launched and like, yeah, she has over 1,000 members due. She retired her husband last year. They went to Italy with their two boys and traveled. They've got more travel plans happening. She's got a growing team. They've just put down a payment to like start a HQ and an office. And like, that is someone that just, she didn't even know about email lists and how to use Instagram or whatever. She was just like, I just like cooking and I sometimes post it to my blog. But it's like from little things, big things grow. And, you know, I just wanted to wrap up with Vanya's story because she's just building an incredible empire. She's now authored 2 cookbooks. She's New Zealand's number one food blogger. Like, these are the people that I have in my community. These are the people that come to your community. Like, it's just going to be a supernova of magic. Yeah.
And you know what? I know Vanya, and I remember she launched, did her founding member launch during the workshop.
And, of course she did, because like, she's that woman.
Yes. She, and that's my point, is like that's, you know, if you've ever been in a spot where you've had ideas and it's got you excited, but then you found yourself just not moving forward, that's the reason you should come join us for this free workshop, because you will get wrapped up and swept up in the momentum of the workshop itself. And what's magical about that is what kept you stuck before will completely get eliminated, and you'll be moving and making more progress in a few hours and a few days than you have perhaps in weeks, months, or even years. And that's why I love this workshop, because it moves people to take action on their ideas. And Vanya is a great example of that. And it's incredible. I haven't heard the continuation of the story of the updates.
Oh my gosh, she's doing book signings. She's a celebrity. Shout out to you, Vanya. Yeah. And her hubby, Mikey. Yeah, just it is amazing. And we've got so many stories. And I just know that people listening to this podcast episode right now are going to be a story that we share in a year from now. And like, that's the invitation there for everybody. So I can't wait to do the workshop alongside everyone. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Stu. Like, so special to have you here with this beautiful community. And keep an eye out for us. We are going to be in your workshop together, and we're going to be dropping that hashtag Mums with Hustle so you know it's us and you can give us a little shout out.
For sure. Well, listen, what I know with 100% certainty is, Tracy, you always bring the energy. Your community always brings the energy. We love seeing you guys in the comments. Love seeing the Mums with Hustle hashtag. And yeah. I can't wait to see it again this year.
Yeah, well, we'll see you there. Thanks, everyone. Make sure you grab your spot now in Stu's once a year free membership workshop. Go to tracyharris.co/membership workshop, and I will see you there. You'll get prompts and invitations into my exclusive private Facebook community and the exclusive group chat so that I can support you and do this by your side. All right. I'll see you next week on the Mums with Hustle podcast. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yay.